Yesterday, we saw how God turned the apparent strength of the Midianite army into a fatal weakness. This isn't the only time God does this. This is God's MO. Pharaoh was a man of pride and had a lust for authority and control, which led him out into the Red Sea, only to be drowned by an ocean of God's wrath. Goliath's great size and strength keeps him from being able to move fast enough to avoid a rock that flew on a providential path, having been slung from the hand of a boy. But we see the greatest demonstration of this in the life of Jesus. Since the beginning of time, Satan has attempted to thwart God's plan of redemption. He tried to snuff out the seed of Eve. He tried to eliminate the children of Israel. When Jesus was born, he tried to have him killed as a tiny baby. And when he saw that that wouldn't work, he waited until Jesus was ready to start his ministry. And then Satan offered the kingdoms of the world to Jesus in exchange for Jesus bowing down to Satan. Satan is a sneaky, lying, evil, ruthless adversary. And he thought he had come up with the perfect way of keeping Jesus from ascending the throne. He tempted and led astray an insider, Judas Iscariot. And Judas betrayed Jesus, turned him over to the authorities that wanted Jesus executed. Satan's plan worked, or did it? Did Satan realize that he was setting up his own defeat? Of course not. God was using Satan's apparent strength, his deviousness, against him. Satan may have let out a victory cry when the sky grew dark and Jesus hung his head in that final breath on the cross. He may have thought he finally outsmarted God. But what he didn't realize was that he had only bruised the heel of Jesus, according to the ancient prophecy, and that big boot was about to crush Satan's head when Jesus would come back to life 3 days later. So listen to me, believer. The enemy was overcome definitively on that day. And that's why you can rise up in confident action against sin in your life today. The king is on your side, ready and willing to fight for you, through you, still knocking over the enemy's tactics in the subversive ways of biblical truth, love, and compassion. This is why we see that just about any time the church is persecuted, it actually grows deeper and wider. God's kingdom reign has come. It's been proven superior in Jesus Christ, and His kingdom is available to all who will put their hope and trust in Him. Today, when you pray, please pray for our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Asha Ninka Life Word broadcast that's heard in Peru.